to stand, if you will, on your feet. Looking at this morning, amen, at 2 Chronicles 20:15. At 2 Chronicles. Will you find your place and say amen? 2 Chronicles 20:15. Okay, here we go. And he said, listen, ye all Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours. Amen. Can we just give the Lord a hand clap, amen? For the battle is not yours. Amen. You may be sitting, amen. Lord God, once again, we come to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord God, we beseech you this morning, for we can just come and just set our pep doors towards heaven. Lord God, we need help. Lord God, we need our words. We need your spirit. Lord God, to hide us behind the cross. And may your people here at the crossroads by the church will hear and see less and less of me, but more and more of thee. Amen. Amen. Even this morning for a subject top, I think we had on the screen while we go, it's the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Can we say this together? The battle is not yours. Let's make it personal. Say, the battle is not mine, but the Lord's. Let me go over here. The battle is not mine, but the Lord's. Amen. Let's give our Lord another hand clap, amen. Amen. I was kind of a praise morning, man, when Reverend Coleman called me, you know, to come to preach, man. I had already been working on something for a revival, man, but you know how the Lord does. He steps up things, man. I said, okay, I'm all right. I'll make it in vain, man. This morning, man, I want to give you this word to encourage you, man. Within our text of today, there's a story about a king named King Jehoshaphat. His people and his kingdom. The Bible said that in 2 Chronicles 20:15, there was a great multitude of people that was coming to steal, to kill, and destroy. Oh, I read that and I sound like somebody I know of. Somebody we knew at the time to steal our joy, steal our possession. And his name is the devil, man. So this mass multitude of people was coming to steal, to kill, and destroy Jehoshaphat and Judah, amen. King Jehoshaphat knew that this would be a battle. Look at somebody put a battle going on. The Bible says in verse 3, amen. Carry for with verse 3. The Bible says in verse 3, but Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout the land. Amen? See, when we got something going on in life, something going to happen, a fear going to come. He became fearful of what could happen. He became fearful of what probably would have happened. But hold your place with my bird. Look at verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared the Lord. Or rather, amen, Jehoshaphat, he goes to the Lord in prayer. Amen. I'm to the Lord. To seek the Lord's favor in a time of need. Have you ever sought the Lord's favor for protection, amen? Well, best when we go to the Lord. Best when we go to the Lord and ask the Lord to cover us, to be our refuge, to be our strength, to be our boy, part of help in a time of trouble, amen. Well, Jehoshaphat was seeking the Lord. First, he could have called upon his generals. He could call upon his army, amen. He could call upon his captains, amen, to prepare for battle. But most of will, Jehoshaphat, he set his attention, he set his mind towards the Lord, seeking the Lord for help. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then, come on, somebody help me this morning. Then, all these old things shall be added in mind. A lot of times in life, we will seek to get our priorities wrong. We will seek the world and my God. But Joseph said, he's seeking the Lord first, amen. But look at here at verse 4, if you will. And the Bible says, and Joseph and Judah gathered together, themselves together, and asked help of the Lord. Have you ever gone to the Lord and asked help? Amen. Even out of the city of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Look at somebody say, I'm seeking the Lord. In a time of Christ. I'm seeking the Lord because I'm going through some battles. I'm seeking the Lord because he's able, amen. Amen. Well, the Bible says that he sought the Lord. I remember some number of years ago, we had something called 9/11 to happen. Back to, I believe, in 2011, 2001. 9/11 came. We all came to church. We came and prayed. And we stayed a while. And the Lord came and saw that battle. The Lord took it. We didn't know if more packs were on the way, but God fought that battle on our behalf. And then here we are now. We into something called the COVID Mount Pleen of mine. And then we go back again, seeking the Lord, amen. We don't know what the results of COVID Mount Pleen will be. We as a nation of people became fearful, amen. Not respecting on what to do. And the Lord heard our prayers, amen. He's hearing our prayers. COVID is still here. But God's grace is here also, amen. Oh, how much. He gives us that sufficient grace for God, amen. We have overcome it, but we got the grace to go on, amen. Well, I remember the Bible says in 100, Psalm 100. It says in verse 3, it says, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture, amen. Now, I put up a bit. Now, if we are made by God, and we are the sheep of his pasture, surely the Lord will take care of us, amen. Surely the Lord will provide for us. Surely the Lord will protect us. We just have to trust him, amen, in a time of crisis. Man, if we believe that, we can keep the faith. If we believe that, over a time of our battles, amen. Can you give a little hand clap, amen? But can we look at verse 15, amen, or that scripture text? Verse 15. Are you there yet? He said, hearken unto thee, O Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not, come on, talk to me, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is what? Come on now, for the battle is what? My viewers, amen. Okay, so here are we find that the Lord is giving us a word of encouragement, amen. Have you ever gone through a crisis? And we meet somebody, or you need to hear a word of encouragement to lift you up? Have you ever faced that wall and you felt like you were going down for the last time? But here comes the Lord. Here comes somebody. Here comes your mother, your father, your husband, or your even brother, or even the enemy will give you a word, amen, of encouragement, amen. Well, Joseph, amen, he was going through a crisis. He was afraid. He said, don't be dismayed because of that multitude. Last time we get fearful because of a multitude. But God is greater than a multitude, amen. It's the Lord. Look at verse 17, if you will. Oh, this thing is getting good as I read it. Amen. It says, ye shall not know need to fight this battle. Check yourselves. It says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. O Judah, of Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed for tomorrow. Go out against me. For the Lord will be what? With you, amen. See, we have a friend that's called, we're still close to our brother, amen. But with us, woke up this morning, man. Don't you realize that before we even woke up this morning, we had somebody give us a heartbeat? Somebody, man, give us back fiddle of our rhythm. Somebody, man, will breath us over and over again. Every breath that we breathe, it's because of the Lord. And my most people in the hospital right now, fighting a battle, trying to breathe. But here we are, breathing good, walking good, talking good, sound back because of his grace, man. See, here's the thing. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds them all. Come on, give them a little hand clap for a minute. Look at the at verse 18. Verse 18, this is how Josaphat shows his thanksgiving unto the Lord. Have you ever took time of your business schedule and just gave God the praise? Gave God the praise. Gave God the glory, man. Look what it says, verse 18. And Josaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground. And all Judah of the heavens fell down before the Lord and worshiped. Have you ever been in a situation just fall your head down on the ground? For we so busy about worrying about getting our clothes dirty. We so busy about making an outward show. But it's between us and God, am I, or what we do. Am I being thankful, being praised in his name, am I? Because the Lord is what? Good, am I? Every time we pull around, we bring up the goodness of God. Josaphat says his praise for God because he was showing his attitude. He was showing his reflection of the love of man and his thanks. The Bible says in Psalm 44, it says, I will bless the Lord at what? All times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And I like his verse 8 says, oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see. Come on, talk to me, man. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Look, if you will, at verse 22. I'm pumped. Hold my foot along. Verse 22, it says, when they begin to sing and to praise the Lord. Watch this. The Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon. Amen? After a while, the Lord set ambushes against the invaders that was trying to come against Josaphat. God is a God of wonder. You can't explain what to do. Amen? They don't have to fight this battle. God for our hand. Some battles is not even worth fighting. You give it over to God. The Bible says he set ambushes, amen. Look at verse 22, amen. It got good to me in my spirit, amen. I asked the Lord, is this thing real? Lord says, read your Bible. Biblical commentary says that the Lord set the ambushes against the invaders. The Lord brought a confusion. Come on, man. He brought a confusion in our mind with people. They fought and killed themselves. After a while. How in the world will this happen? Because of all, he is God. Amen? It's he that made us. We didn't make ourselves. The Lord has a power. Amen? To overcome. Wait a minute. Look at verse 25, amen. I'll turn you real down to verse 25. That's the story. It said, and when Josaphat and his people came to take away his bowl of beer, but found among them abundance. Both riches with the dead men and precious jewels which they stripped off of themselves, more than they could carry away. And there were 3 days gathered before. Hey, I said, wow. Look at Josaphat. Look at the people. They got blessed by God's hand of power for them. They got blessed with a bunch of riches, amen. Won't God do it? He will bless us over and over and over again, amen. See, these Josaphat and his people got blessed because they trusted God, because they sang praises, amen, and gave God the thanks, amen, for who he is, amen, My problem, we get blessed 4 months, we pick up a grind. But remember to give God the praise. Remember to give God the thanks. Remember to bless the Lord. I don't care how it look like or where it look like. Don't be ashamed of the Lord, amen. Praise him because he's worthy to be praised, amen. God's favor was probably Joseph that, amen, in a good measure. Plus, man, speaking together. Can we turn back to verse 15, if you will? It says that the latter portion of my scripture text, it said, be not afraid, nor dismayed, dismayed by this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Frankly, I'm going to put my word, man. But he gives us a spirit of power, love, and sound mind, amen. That's a word, amen. Point one, King Joseph that became afraid and fearful for a moment. But then second, amen, he activated his faith in God. He activated his trust in God. How many of you at home got something called a remote control? When you give up a watch, ABO3BN and turn back, you hit that button, amen. About how many of you got a type of car if you can just push a button and start up? Let's see this old hands. Come on, man. I'm not the only one in here got a car like that. but see, we enjoy a button remote control that will activate that car. Come on now. How many of you got a button, man, that controls your alarm system, man? You don't have to, before you go in the house, you can hit that button, man. Whatever it is, man, you can activate that button. So the devil I'm giving, we have to be able to activate our faith button in God. When the battles come, when trials come, when tribulation come, when heartaches, push that faith button. Push the button of God. Don't call up your Uncle Sam. Don't call up your friends, but call upon the Lord. And you come. Amen. Trials and tribulations will come, but the battle of my house. But the Lord's. Heartache will come, but the battle of my house. But it's the Lord's. Burdens will come, but the battle of my house. But the Lord's. Sickness will come. That's this thing called COVID-19 is here. I even got this new thing called monkeypox is here. But the battle of my house. It's the Lord's. Well, not ours, but man. That's the problem, man. They will come. You keep on living, amen. They will come. They're not ours, but the Lord's. Well, look closely, man. Every kind of close your finger. I'm getting kind of hungry, man. There ain't no breakfast, man. But we got to pray. We got to seek God, amen, and get, ask him to come. Well, we got to ask him, amen. He'll come. Seek him and he'll come. Knock on the door and he'll come. Trust God. The Bible says that some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord. Tell him, my man. See, we got to encourage ourselves. Tell yourself. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Tell yourself. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Tell yourself, no weapon form against thee shall prosper. Tell yourself, but every tongue that rises up against thee, God shall condemn. Tell yourself, amen, the Lord is my rock and my salvation. Tell yourself, the Lord is my fortress. Tell yourself, the Lord is my deliverer, amen. Tell yourself, the Lord is my strength. Tell yourself, the Lord is my buckler. Tell yourself, the Lord is my salvation. Tell yourself, the Lord is my high tower. And finally, tell yourself, amen, Christ is our Savior. Christ is the one that died on the cross. Tell yourself that he was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities, chastised for my peace. Tell yourself, he's after the maker. Tell yourself, amen, he's my high tower. Prepare yourself at the battle, in my view of the man. Prepare yourself, man. He's a bomb in Gilead. I've never been sick. Prepare yourself. Heal. Verb Jesus, man. Prepare yourself. He's my friend. So we're fixed over our brother. Prepare yourself for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. For Almighty God we serve. Because he loves us. Because of our brothers, Lord. When we're going through battles, when we're going through trials, when we're going through tribulation, the battle of my life, and the Lord's, no need for fight, but trust God. Prove your word. Prove yourself that you're more than conquerable. Prove yourself that I got help from the Lord. Don't stress yourself out. But arguing with somebody, arguing on your job, your friends, or the co-workers, or my father, I'm a mind you and trick you, but give it over to the Lord. Come on, man. Find the problems, give it over to the Lord. The bottom of my view, from the Lord. Whatever it is, thank God. He's able to walk the food. I remember a story in the Bible about Moses. He went down to Egypt. He went to the Pharaoh and told the Pharaoh, let my people go. Am I? Kept going back and forth. You know? But then Pharaoh finally let the people go. Am I? But after we're through now, Pharaoh got mad and came after them. Come on, man. But when people were in front of them, they couldn't go forward, they couldn't go back. But Moses stepped out of the Lord. He called on help from the Lord. So that's what we got to do. When we hit that red sea, when our enemies are behind us, call on the name of the Lord. He'll help us. You know the story. God took them part of the red sea. And they walked through on dry ground. When we do it, whatever it is, we might be going through a battle of finances. God can fix things. You might be going through a problem for help. Going through a boss and a boss can't figure it out, but God can. He's able to heal you. He's able to fix things. But we got to trust him. A motherfucker, remember what I said about Joseph Christ? He gave God the praise before he got blessed. Come on, man. He gave God the glory. He gave God the thanks before he got blessed. For my friend, why are you helping now? Why are you feel uncomfortable now? In the house, got food on the table, got new cars. Oh, man, give God the praise. Give God the honor and bless his name. Sanctuary. Thank God.
Amen. Well, we give God praise for that wonderful word.
Do you know if it had not been for the Lord on my side?
Yeah, go ahead, son.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where we were, well, I'll be. Come on, let's thank me. Where had my been for the Lord on my side? Tell me where will I be? Yeah! Where will I be? He kept my way. He kept the enemies away. We'll give an invitation to discipleship. Or maybe somebody wants to come and give a life over Christ. But come just as you are. You can't help but Paul new God. Amen? You got to tell him of your sin problem. Amen? I told the Lord one day of my sin problem. He came and just blessed me and took my sin away. Amen? That's why he died on Calvary. It might be somebody who wants to come, but give a life of Christ, amen, just as we are, amen. Stop fighting the battle. Give it over and for the Lord, amen. Mary said, amen, we'll ask our good friend, Brother Joe, to come, amen, to give us a benediction, amen. Can we stand?
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you have spoken to us through your word today. So, Lord, as we prepare our hearts to depart from this sanctuary, we do pray asking that you will allow us, O God, motivate us by your Spirit so that we can communicate that message to the ones, O God, that you are directing us to. May we, O God, be energized and be excited about you so that we can share your word with our families, with our friends, with our neighbors. And when it is all said and done, Father, may all the praise, all the glory be given to you. These things we pray and ask in Jesus' name.